And you just heard it, Day In and Day Out by David Bowie. Before that, you heard not Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss. You actually were hearing Anything for My Baby. But I think this time I have the correct vinyl in. I'm not as flustered anymore, so this is actually working fairly low so far, so hopefully that stays going on. Stay tuned, because right now we actually have Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss, so again, shout out to you, Dad, so let's get that rolling.
Cada día más. Bésame, bésame, bésame todo eso. Mierda, cómo te amo. Tócame el culo con tu mano. Ah, ay, más. Tócame más. Ah, chúpame, chúpame la lengua. Ah, tócame, tócame el culo con la mano. Thank you.
I think I need to save a disclaimer for that. So, disclaimer, the preceding material presented here at 90.1 WREV FM Burlington may seem objectionable to some viewers. We would like to make it clear that this material does not necessarily represent the views of the station or its staff. If you have any comments, please call us at 802-656-4399, and thank you for tuning in to your better alternative, 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. That was Mind the Gap, I think, with Ajax. I haven't actually listened to pretty much... Okay, I listened to the Kiss stuff. Like, that's it I've listened to. So I low-key have no idea, like, what exactly is going on with most of these albums. So I'm kind of just, like, trusting that A, I put the needle in the right place, and B, that things are properly labeled by DJ's past. Don't know if I just missed something, but maybe I misheard something, but better safe than sorry. But don't worry, because we have David Bowie next. Which song is this? It's a surprise! And before Mind the Gap with Ajax, we had Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss. So that one is a classic, obviously. So is David Bowie. So let's get into some more of that.
Misfortune. Well, I could make you happy. attention, forget the rest. No, no, no. Just call me a three-time loser. That's all I'll ever be. Cause my baby's such a two-timer. And no, she's two-timing. She's a two-timer, me. Two-timer. My baby is a two-timer.
So, you just heard Two Timer by Kiss, and before that, Shining Star, the, I don't know what's happening anymore. Okay, so, everything has a mind of its own right now, which is great. Right up next, we have some Dwight and Nicole, but I am really hoping that this violence decides to work because it is brand new, and also I'm getting some requests from my dad. Dad, no, I can't play Black Diamond. It's not on this album, I don't think. I have, right now I am holding in my hands the vinyl of Dress to Kill, which, I don't think has Black Diamond on it. It's got Room Service, Getaway, Rock Bottom. Sorry, Dad. No Black Diamond today. Maybe I can get away with it another time, but in all honesty, the only reason I'm able to get away with it right now is because right now, WREV, we do not have our No Top 100 rule in place right now. So, that means that basically anything is on the table. My dad is also giving me more Kiss advice. He said Rock Bottom Rock, so okay, I guess we can hear that later tonight. We have plenty of time. We have 35 more minutes, I think, and I don't know if I'm going to survive this, but I'm trying. Ugh. You're not going to catch me spinning vinyl again, is all I'm going to say about this. This is stressful. But up next, we have a Dwight and Nicole song from their new album, Day or Night. Do I know which one? No. Have I known what anything is tonight? Kinda. Not really. No. So, with that all said and done, enjoy some surprise Dwight and Nicole, and I'll be back on soon to tell you what exactly I'm spinning right now. But we'll find out together, so let's get into some of that.
Blown away.
And you just heard it, Two Timer by Kiss, and I think a little bit of the end of Room Service before that, because I am stressing. Oh boy, this is so much fun. Before that, you had Dwight and Nicole with On Top of a World, which I think I put that in right. I'm at that point. The time is 9:32. You are tuned to WRV 90.1 FM Burlington, your better alternative. and I have no idea what I am doing at this point. Like, I got, like, trained on doing vinyl, like, one time before, like, 2 weeks ago, and I absolutely do not know what I'm doing. This is one time, I swear, I'm gonna say that this is one time I'm doing Vinyl Con, or Vinyl Fawn, but then, like, I'm totally gonna come back next year just because I'm stubborn. And I'm definitely not going to, like, practice before that, because, like, this is, it's kind of a pain to bring. Like, I only have two records, Dwight and Nicole, and the Kiss one you keep hearing, because, like, that's what I got, and I know it kind of works, so I'm just, like, guessing. And I know it's, like, I'm, like, fairly certain it's completely clean, too, which is, like, shocking for a rock, I mean, I guess for a disco rock, like, so, I don't know. I don't know what the technicalities are, like, my dad will probably text me and let me know, like, which era this is, because, like, he's not a fan of the disco rock era, but I am, which is kind of ironic. But anyways, I feel like this is a great time to read a PSA, so just give me a minute to grab one of those bad boys, because I am unprepared, shockingly. All right, so today's PSA is plastic bags. Now let's see if I can actually insert this correctly. Boom. Oh, there we go. Beautiful. Now I'm locked. Now I'm amazing. So, every year, 100 billion plastic bags are used by Americans. If you were to lay those bags end to end, there would be enough to circle the equator not once, not twice, but 1,330 times. Of course, to individual consumers, we can't immediately stop big companies and corporations from producing these bags, but we can cut down on our own use a little every day. Next time you go grocery shopping, try a reusable shopping bag or a basket or even your backpack. Your planet will appreciate it. This has been a public service announcement from your Earth-loving DJs at 90.1 WRV FM Burlington. I think also Earth Day is either coming up soon or has happened recently. I'm not really sure. I'm kind of like at that point of the year where like holidays don't really register to me, like, because I'm doing, like, I'm working most of the time. Like, I train at church. I entered on Easter Sunday and I was like, oh, why is everybody going home for the weekend? And I completely forgot that, like, Easter is a big deal. I was like, oh, right, that explains why campus is dead. Everyone's back home celebrating Easter. And I'm like, I worked that day. And I was like, huh, wonder what the big fuss is. It's a big deal. So next up is more David Bowie. What exactly is it? Don't know. We're finding out together. So I really hope that this train wreck is appreciated, because, like, I don't know what I'm doing. All right, but about all said and done, Bowie. Back up.
bad on your nerves if you reverse it. It's bound to melt your heart one way or another. It's bound to melt your heart for good or for bad. It's like Valentine from your mother. It's bound to melt your heart. But we've lost the people. What you know you have and what you think you want, it's never perfect. It's bound to melt your heart one way or another. It's bound to melt your heart for good or for bad. It's like a Valentine from your mother. It's bound to melt your heart. Are we killing time, or are we killing each other?
Change, hiding home, keen to follow.
All right, and you just heard Beat of Your Drum by David Bowie. Before that, Dwight and Nicole, Melt Your Heart. And I think to start the set, we had Day In and Day Out again by David Bowie, because I'm just guessing here. It's a guessing game. Like, I am finding out at the same time you guys are. So, next up, we have some... Now, this is a band I haven't heard of before, but their album art, it's very vampy, very 80s. It's Girl School with, I believe, Bite Me. So I'm very excited to hear what this is. It sounds like it's some kind of heavy metal type band. So fingers crossed I don't have to read the disclaimer again, which, to be fair, it was electronic. I wasn't expecting lyrics to begin with. But, you know, is what it is sometimes. But sometimes you just have to figure things out. You gotta go with the flow. You gotta figure out what's happening in the moment. And I am absolutely trying to kill time right now. So it is 9:47, so I think I got like maybe two or three spins in me left after that, and then we have some more great vinyl, because this is Vinyl Upon, which means 24 hours straight of vinyl from our library. Did you know that WRV actually has one of the largest vinyl and music in general collections in the state of Vermont? I bet you didn't. I didn't. Ironically, I think we are trying to like downsize a little bit as we reorganize. So we actually have a bunch of people who do reorg, which basically just means that they reorganize all the vinyl, because we have been doing this since the 70s. I have a feeling that's making some of you guys feel old right now. But to be fair, if you're tuned in at 9:48, like, I feel like it might be time for bed. So, Girl School is next. I'm just like looking at the cover art right now, and I really love it. It's like giving 80s vampire romance novel, like, if you know what I'm the girlies who know, they know. Or I guess the Pinterest victims who know, they know. Like, I've been a Pinterest victim lately. Like, not a physical Pinterest victim. Like, I haven't started making random stuff, mainly just because I don't have access to clay or reliable access to scissors. But, you know, actually, wait, I have two pairs of scissors. What am I saying? You can tell it's at that point of the night. So, basically, like, yeah, Pinterest. I've been locked in on it lately. So, I feel like the girlies and the goths, they will love this album. And especially, like, Google their album art, Girl School Bite Me, I think. I'll be back on after this song to, like, confirm or deny that. But let's get into it right now. So, we're about to find out which song I selected to play, so let's do this. So, Shining Star by David Bowie, possibly again, if you can't tell. I am once again at that point, and luckily, I'm also signing off. So, you are not going to have to deal with me trying and failing to spin anymore. But before I sign off, I'm going to close it out with a little bit of the Empire Strikes Back's soundtrack. So, while the next DJ gets set up for more Vinylthon, you'll get to listen to The Empire Strikes Back, which is obviously the best soundtrack in all the Star Wars movies. No, I will not be taking criticism. Have a good night, everyone.